on Friday as Coach Drew Kite joins us here. And how you doing this evening, Coach?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, Friday you met up against an opponent you guys had never really seen before, and Ellis never. You know, I thought Ellis did some good things, but you guys did a little bit more there overall. And a doubleheader sweep, got a couple of run rule victories. Say that five times real fast if you don't get your tongue tied. But no, but a great way to come out and get a couple of wins.
Yeah, you know, they had two pretty good pitchers, I thought. The girl that pitched the second game, I think she's going to Fort Hays next year. And I don't know if she is to pitch or what, but, you know, a really good athlete. You know, I watched her warm up and you know, throwing across the field. It, you know, she can play.
Yes.
But, no, it was nice to come out and play the way we did and get two wins against somebody that we're not, you know, too familiar with. And so, yeah, that was nice.
It's kind of nice of the same token that, I mean, you didn't know a whole lot about Ellis, but your team can just go out and play softball.
Yeah, you know, I talked to you kind of before the game about that. They didn't have a ton of stuff on Max Preps with their rankings and some of their statistics. So we did kind of go in, you know, unaware, but it was nice to come out and play the way we did and hopefully just keep hitting the way we are. You know, softball's and baseball's full of ups and downs with that, but we really have our bats going right now, and I'm hoping that it stays that way through regionals and down the road.
Well, and you've kind of had to move some people around there just for whatever, I mean, with injuries and whatnot this year, just trying to get a good lineup. And do you feel like that you've kind of really solidified some things there?
Yeah. Jess got hurt at the beginning of the season, and then Peyton had to come in and play third. She's done a good job for us this year. Jordan Coe hurt her ankle last week, and so we kind of shifted the outfield around. And the girls have done a good job at filling in and being able to play different positions, you know, and not just stuck to one spot. You know, there we have a few girls that have just played one spot this year, but they have been very agile and able to play those different positions this year, that just to help out the team, which is nice.
Absolutely. It's once again Coach Drew Kite joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk softball. And Thursday and Friday, it's going to be a test of attrition. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, looking at Garden City's schedule, they might be in the same boat as well. I think they've got a couple games, I believe, on Thursday. But how do you kind of manage that to keep everybody, you know, healthy and, you know, not being worn down by the end of Friday?
Well, yeah, with Cheyenne pitching, mm-hmm. you know, that's something to kind of think about. Bailey pitched once this year at Southwestern Heights and did a really good job. And so she might have to come in one of these four games in the next 2 days. But I think it'll help us in the long run to do this, these four games. But that's kind of what happens when you get a rain delay. You know, you get a game that you don't really like. But, you know, we tried to place it maybe on this Tuesday, and we tried to place it on a Monday. And so, you know, Thursday's just kind of all that worked for both of the teams. And so it is what it is. But, quite a few games here in just the next couple days.
Yeah.
But it'll be a good test to see where we really stand, because all these games are the next six. I mean, they're against good teams. And so I'm hoping we can mm-hmm. see where we're really at going into regionals.
So do you get the first two games tomorrow, or you get kind of second and third, or how does that work
We play 2 and 4 tomorrow. So we play Cimarron first, and then we play Hugoton at 4. And so, you know, and then when we turn around and play them on Tuesday, we'll actually play at 3 and 7. So then we'll have at 7 o'clock will be our senior night then. So,
all right, awesome.
Yep.
Well, and it's kind of nice get that early so you can get home tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but get out of school a little bit earlier too.
Yes.
So I don't think the girls mind that at all.
Yeah, good challenge for you guys with Cimarron, because mm-hmm. they look just kind of looking at what they've been able to do this year. It looks like they can hit the ball pretty well.
Yes, they can, and I think they're. Their only two losses are to Holcomb mm-hmm. as well. And so, yeah, it's going to be a really good test. I think they have a good pitcher as well, a good shortstop, and a good catcher. And like you said, they can hit the ball. So it's really going to test our defense out tomorrow, and it's going to test out our bats, to see where we're at for regionals.
All right. So once again, Coach Drew Kite joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk softball here. And Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you guys. And it should be fun here in the next 48 hours for you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Drew Kite joining us here, and we got a couple of freshmen that are going to be joining us here, and we'll start off with the third baseman here. And Peyton Gentry, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you started out the year out in the outfield, and then you get moved to third base. What was that transition like for you?
It was a very big change. Like, in the outfield, you don't get much action, and whenever you do, it's mostly slow.
So you're saying that you kind of got to keep your eyes a little open a little bit more at third base, huh?
Yep.
So have you been able to kind of adjust to third base there? Because that's kind of the hot shot there to your area.
Just staying low. And the girls really help me all the time.
All right. And, you know, at bat, you were put in a pretty big position early on. You get to bat in the first inning, being in the number two hole. And what's that been like for you?
I was very scared at the beginning. But now I know that if I just get in there and I just get the ball on the ground, I'll be fine.
What do you feel like has improved for you this year at the plate?
Yeah, hitting.
Well, that's good. You got a little assistance there.
Yeah.
But no, so what do you look for when maybe you're at the plate there? What's kind of your favorite pitch to see?
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle, of course. And going back to third base there, what are the challenges when you kind of have a slap hitter or one that likes to bunt?
Just getting up and knowing that the ball's, like, I'm going to be the one getting the ball.
All right, and you just like make that throw over to first, right? Mm-hmm. All right, well, you've had a good season so far, and thanks again for joining me here, Peyton, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Peyton Gentry joining us here, and we get another freshman, Adrian Ortiz, stop by here as well. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. So what would you describe your role with the team this year?
I think I've been really flexible with having to play one varsity game, and I did suit up, but I didn't play. Mm-hmm. And I've just, like, been to many different positions.
What's your favorite position to go play at?
Definitely catcher.
Okay.
But I really like left field.
All right. So, I mean, that's kind of almost the polar opposites there. You're behind the plate, so you're involved in every pitch pretty much. And then you go out to left field where, you know, you get the hit ball to you once in a while there. And so what's it like for you behind the plate?
I really like it. I don't know.
I mean, you're probably the second closest to the dugout behind the first baseman or third baseman, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
All right. But you're kind of known for your speed on the bases. So what's what makes you really excel at running the bases?
I just kind of go for it, and I just not scared of running.
Yeah. All right. Have you had many collisions this year? Couple?
No.
No? Well, that's good. We don't want that. We want you to stay healthy here. But, you know, what's been your favorite game so far this year?
When we played Hoisington at home, that was the first game I caught at, and I did really good.
All right. That give you a little confidence for the rest of the year behind the plate?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. What's something you want to kind of continue to improve upon?
I really want to improve on my hitting and also my pitching.
Okay. Well, hopefully things continue to improve for you here. And as always, thank you, Drina, for the time here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.